GOP leaders say it's Democrats' turn at the conference table. Republicans broke up the budget earlier this week and passed a standalone education bill that funds schools at the level the governor wants. GOP Senate Minority Leader Scott Fitzgerald says his members would all support the plan if given a chance. Although Senate Democrats say they won't give the measure a vote because it's irresponsible to craft a budget piecemeal. Fitzgerald also told Majority Leader Judy Robson that Senate Democrats' universal health care plan has to come out of the budget if talks are going to go anywhere.
I mean, it's time for somebody to just step up and say, we made a mistake. This thing's a disaster for Wisconsin. We overshot our target. And allow the committee to move on.
Robson told Fitzgerald he was using the plan known as Healthy Wisconsin as the boogeyman in budget discussions. She said it wasn't holding up talks on other important issues, like whether to increase financial aid. She also showed no signs yesterday of backing down from the proposal.
Your constant theme about we can't do it, you know, set that rhetoric aside and realize that our families and our businesses are in crisis, and we've got to address the increased cost in health care.
Lawmakers will meet again this afternoon, and given how talks have gone, they could cover any number of subjects. Republicans asked Democrats to come to the table with some kind of concession on the billions in taxes they proposed. Democrats asked Republicans to back down on taking away the homestead tax credit from single residents under 65. They also asked the GOP to consider spending more on juvenile corrections to reduce recidivism. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.